and everything in between. The wonderful, the wild, and the weird.
Walk quietly by, he won't bother you. He's a busy man, he's got things to do.
It's all here Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Folk Everything with Hugh on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
It's 11 a.m. on a Wednesday, and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario. Coming up next, we have Hour 2 of Coasting.
It's Coasting, and I'm Jonathan Whitford. Well, South African University launched an anti-poaching campaign to inject the horns of rhinos with radioactive isotopes, and they say it's harmless for animals, but it can be detected by customs agents. Researchers say, we have demonstrated beyond scientific doubt that the process is completely safe for the animal, but detectable through international customs nuclear security systems. The tests also confirmed that individual horns can be detected inside full 40-foot shipping containers. Private and public rhino owners and conservation authorities have been urged to approach the university to have their rhinos injected. And speaking of urgency, here's April Reed, who also seems to be running out of time on Coasting. I was talking to Kim Rogers, and she just sent me her new single called Braver Now. Originally from Peterborough, Kim Rogers is a retro rock singer-songwriter, now based in the Yukon, who currently performs with their smokin' rock band called Gemini Fire. And prior to that, Running Out of Time is a stirring new single by British Columbia independent singer-songwriter April Reid. This late July track blends her signature folk pop and cinematic alt-rock style. Well, let's spin some brand new lo-fi rock from Winnipeg four-piece Goodies. Here's their lead single called So Bitter on Coasting.
Jonathan Whitford.
Where the church is endless trail.
And I belong to a long rider legend, where the church is endless trail and sky. A couple of outlaws in the congregation, you'll find salvation. Couple outlaws in the congregation, you'll find salvation. All you gotta do is ride. And I belong to a long rider legend, where the church is endless trails and sky. A couple outlaws in the congregation, you'll find salvation.
Well, that was Long Rider Religion from Kate's Outlaw, a country rock band from Dauphin, Manitoba. The band originated from a shared passion for civil living, motorcycles, and music. They quickly progressed from jam sessions to local performances, receiving positive feedback, which inspired them to create original music. And ahead of that, So Bitter is a punchy opening track from Goodies, an alt-rock band hailing from Winnipeg. The song kicks off their four-track EP with a burst of raw emotion and lo-fi energy. Matthew James says, it's not just a song, it's an emotional journey that feels like reading a letter you've never sent or revisiting a memory that shaped you. Let's check out Mother I Know on Coasting.
This tightness in his chest feels like the world's coming down. He tries to find the words, but he ain't making a sound. Mother said, don't worry, son, it'll be alright. But there's doubt in his mind that keeps him up at night. He goes about his day living on the edge, tries not to overthink everything ever said. Holds on a little too tight to the bad he is. It'll weigh you down after all these years. Mother, would I be better off dead? Mother, I know it'll all be okay. I've done some things I ain't proud of, trying to be better each day. Mother, I know it'll take some time, but we raised him well. His lies break my heart, but he's been through
It's Coasting with Jonathan Whitford.
But I know it's sure to end. I'm sorry.
So Chameleon by Stannard is a raw and introspective alt-pop track that dives into identity, invisibility, and the emotional toil of constantly adapting to fit in. It's a kind of song that feels like it's speaking directly to anyone who's ever felt like a background character in their own life. And before that, Mother I Know by Matthew James is a heartfelt new single that's been making waves since it was released earlier this month. The Toronto-based Australian alternative singer-songwriter's new single, Mother I Know, is an emotional pop track about growing up, pulling away, and finding your way back. So Echoes of Past Future by The Nines is a retro-futuristic new album that channels the alternate version of the 70s. Let's hear a cut called Give Your Heart Away on Coasting.
Just because. cause he broke your heart.
Broke your heart.
Fell in love with a brand new star. Too bad for you, he won't see it through. You give your love away. You give your love away.
So Give Your Heart Away by The Nines is lifted from their album Echoes of Past Future, just out yesterday. The song blends retro vibes with modern emotional depth, channeling a 1970s aesthetic. The Oakville Power Poppers have built a reputation for melodic, Beatles-inspired tunes with a modern twist. Well, after the break, I'll talk about a new culprit in forest fire creation. And to get us there, let's check out something from Nova Scotian Tristan Ward. His new song New Age is the first single from the upcoming album releasing at the end of the summer.
Don't seem to learn this.
Hosting, and I'm Jonathan Whitford. Well, an osprey caught a fish but got tired in the heat and dropped it onto power lines, sparking a brush fire in western BC. At least that's what firefighters believe. Another suspicion could be that it's tired of raw fish and wanted to give cooked a try, the Ashcroft Fire Rescue Service said in a tongue-in-cheek social media post about the incident. The firefighters, who shared photos of the charred fish on the blackened ground, have verified that the prime suspect sustained no injuries in the incident. The incident briefly knocked out the power for Ashcroft, and firefighters and ranchers used about 4,800 gallons of water to put out the blaze. Well, I wonder if Afternoon Bike Ride has seen any charred fish in their travels. Anyway, let's check out Abigail on Coasting. The new song Stranger by Hannah Turner is a raw, emotionally charged pop track that dives into themes of emotional exhaustion, disillusionment, and the ache of feeling disconnected from someone once close. You'll find the Vancouver artist Hannah Turner also performing under the name Hannah Katana. And ahead of that, Abigail by Montreal four-piece Afternoon Bike Ride is a dreamy, introspective track that serves as a lead single from her upcoming album Running With Scissors, releasing later in September. They tell me the song was inspired by a real-life encounter Kurihara had with a young girl named Abby, who seems to embody a connection to a past life. Okay Brett's new Coca-Cola song captures the chaotic energy of a crowded party where the narrator seeks clarity and purpose amid the noise. Let's check it out now on Coasting.
Walking through the party, there is barely room to breathe. I take a hit of Coca-Cola till I feel it in me. Pre-game consultation with the spirits and the cards, and what they said is something that I now hold very dear to heart. It's my time.
Thank you.
Well, Sebastian Bouchard, known by the stage name Kenmore Classic, just dropped a new album of icon name tracks called Supermarket JAT, and we just heard Cheese. His work under this moniker is a nostalgic plunge into lo-fi textures, surreal soundscapes, and retro-futuristic moods that echo the golden age of vaporwave. And prior to that, Coca-Cola by Kay Brett is a vibrant soul-searching anthem shaped by her Alberta roots that feels like a late-night conversation, honest, vulnerable, and raw. The Vancouver-based singer-songwriter, formerly a touring member of Yukon Blonde, blends folk rock with gritty, introspective lyricism that feels like a late-night journal set to music. Well, if you're into music that sounds like a late summer evening with friends, intimate and layered and a little mysterious, Nice One's Adonis is just for you.
Give me something real. Tell me how you feel.
It's Coasting with Jonathan Whitford.
Came up on a Saturday, yellow-headed energy. apart in front of me. Petals fall like autumn leaves. I guess I watch you disappear. Body shakes in the summer breeze. The wind takes you suddenly.
So Dandelion Jelly by Taylor Jade is a high-energy, road-trip-ready anthem released in June. Hailing from Halifax, Taylor brings a fresh, upbeat tempo with harmonic layers and captures a feeling of freedom and motion, perfect for a windows-down drive. And before that, Adonis by Nyson is a soulful, genre-blending track that premiered in July. The Kingston-based collective brings together a rich lineup of musicians who fuse jazz, rock, and experimental pop, with Brittany Blair's vocals floating over warm instrumentation and hypnotic grooves. Well, Chris Hale's new White House song is up next, and he tells me Red Lights is about all the times I was told no by life, by people, and by fear. It's also about believing there's something better just around the corner. He says this is my story, but it's also everyone's song.
My head, broke all my mistakes. Breathing.
Well, Coasting from the White House's new red light song is a powerful anthem about resilience, perseverance, and unwavering faith. Chris Hale tells me the track reflects a time when I was full of stop signs, red lights, closed doors, and voices saying no. But through the setbacks, the message remained clear: tomorrow will be a better day. Well, see, it's just about a wrap, everybody, but head on back next Tuesday. Got lots more great new Canadian music headed your way. If you have any comments or have a request, please head up my Jonathan Whitford Instagram page or email me at coasting@radiowestern.ca. So I'd like to leave you with Come to Me, Darlin', the first and possibly last single released by the dynamic West Coast folk trio Ask the Wind. The trio played together for a year and have released this one song to commemorate their wonderful time of collaboration. It tells a story of a couple struggling to survive in an expensive city and trying anything they can to make a go of it. So on that note, I want to wish everyone a safe week, and for all of us here coasting, I'm Jonathan Whitford.
Come to me, darling, please come to me soon, and we'll
dream out the dreams by the light of the moon. We'll
wish upon stars and weave ourselves spells, and we'll
hope by some miracle all will be well. So
come to me,
come to me,
come to me,
come to me, darling.
CNIB is hitting the road to bring its innovative programs and technology to you. Drop in to meet CNIB staff and learn more about free programs and resources for people who are blind, deafblind, or have low vision. Explore assistive tech with hands-on product demos and workshops. Tuesday, September 1st, 2026, 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the Kingston Public Library, 130 Johnson Street, Kingston.
Folk Everything is your passport to the finest in folk music. Old, new, and everything in between. The wonderful, the wild, and the weird.
Walk quietly by, it won't bother you. He's a busy man. He's got things to do.
It's all here Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Folk Everything with Hugh on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
CFRC 101.9 FM is putting out the call for volunteer applications. We are looking for people interested in learning sports broadcasting, on-air programming, technical support assistance, all that and so much more available through our online application on CFRC.ca. Join North America's oldest and most esteemed community and campus broadcaster. We hope we'll see your application